United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday, late morning, noon hour, 20 minutes away. We'll do back-to-back NFL no huddles. Back into what happened yesterday in Santa Clara between the Falcons and the 49ers on Sunday Night Football. We've got a bit more audio to get to there, including the audio of the 49ers DB talking about kind of having a pretty good idea what that play was going to be on fourth and short for the Falcons in the fourth quarter. We'll get to that. A lot of other games were pretty interesting yesterday in the league, too. Biggest, one of the biggest comebacks ever. Was it the biggest comeback in the fourth quarter ever? Or certainly one of them. Broncos scored 33 points in the fourth quarter. And
yeah, it might be by their points, but they gave up. Didn't they give up like 17 in the fourth quarter, too? It was a wild fourth quarter.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that game was just absolutely insane. As we're kind of sitting here, getting ready for the Wade Ford tailgate show, watching the Eagles-Vikings game, which was also pretty good. 33 points in a quarter in the NFL is unheard of. And, yeah, they also gave up 13, so that's 46 combined points in the fourth quarter.
Imagine rolling that's through three insane. Quarters with the under, and they'd be like, feeling pretty good, honestly. Feeling pretty good.
And, like, you're a Giants fan, you're like, all right, Scataboo and Dart, this is pretty good, this is exciting. And all of a sudden, now, or maybe you're playing against Bo Nix in fantasy. And you were like, all right, we're doing good. Bo Nix is having a terrible Sunday.
Yeah.
No, not so fast. He went nuts in the fourth quarter. Me and Bo are playing against him. Don't worry, Jaxon Smith-Njigba is going to go off tonight for 75 points, and we're going to win. All right, let's talk a little college football. Obviously, tons of great games from Saturday. None more important in terms of the ranking, with both teams being in the top 10, and certainly more entertaining in terms of both teams just absolutely putting up fireworks than what happened between Ole Miss and Georgia. Georgia gets scored on Ole Miss's first five possessions. No stops in the first half. That had never happened to a Kirby Smart team before. And it was like, all right, like, I keep pace. 35-26, they finally get a stop. And, well, they get a score and they get a stop. And it's like, that's exactly what they needed. Just had to get that one stop to remind the defense how to do it. And then they got a couple more and outscored them 17-0 in the fourth quarter. But What a fun football game that was to watch on Saturday.
Yeah, and what's crazy to me is what happened to Ole Miss is kind of how I felt it was going to play out for Georgia. Because I just trust Lane Kiffin, and I trust what they were. Because they started out, Ole Miss did so hot offensively, I'm like.
You just trust Lane Kiffin?
On offense, okay. As an offensive mind.
Got it.
And when he had the offense cooking, like five straight scores. And
you're
like,
starting to lay the foundation for when he's the Florida coach next year, aren't you?
No.
I get it. I just really trust Lane Kiffin more than I trust Kirby.
Nothing to do
like,
with that.
What are you talking about?
No. But it was – it's not about the coaches. It's Lane Kiffin running the offense versus what I thought Georgia's offense was or could be.
Okay.
I thought Georgia's offense would stumble at one point. That's me and my level of trust with Gunnar Stockton and the offense.
They did not.
I agree. It was a great coaching job by the offensive staff there. But when you, on that defense, which we knew is okay, but has made adjustments at times, I saw Ole Miss, and I'm like, boy, they're going to score every time they have the ball. Mm-hmm. There's no shot. And now Georgia has to keep pace. I didn't really have a ton of confidence that Georgia was going to keep pace. They did. And then it actually flipped. They were the team that found two stops there late in that game, pulled away, grabbed control. And even when they got the first stop, and then you're like, all right, now it's not Ole Miss ahead by a possession. They're just going to flip-flop, and Ole Miss may have the ball last and win. They got a second stop and put the game away. It was really, really impressive to see Georgia's offense go blow for Ole Miss. And then, I don't know if it's you took it out of them physically or what changed for that fourth quarter, but to get stops down the stretch from a defense that had been run all over the place for three quarters, to bow up twice and get stops, that's impressive.
It was.
That's impressive.
It was, you know, it's one of those difficult seasons where you just kind of have to, you have to adjust your mind to what you're watching with Georgia. It's just not what it traditionally has been.
Yeah.
The defense just is, it's not going to look like it did. Going to figure it out at any point this season and become one of those great defenses.
No.
But they're going to figure it out on Saturday afternoon and win the game. Like, they're going to win the game the style that they had to win it against Auburn, if that's what it takes. Mm-hmm. They're going to win the game the style that they had to win it against Tennessee, if that's what it takes. They're going to score 43 points and score on every single one of their possessions and not punt it like they did on Saturday against Ole Miss, if that's what it takes. Like, that to me is the thing that is most impressive about what they've done this year to get to 6-1 and where they're ranked in the year is, like, they just have so many different ways to win, and they're just so relentless and resilient. And Kirby's such a damn good coach that you let them hang around the fourth quarter, there's a pretty good chance they're going to beat you. Obviously, Alabama outlasted them. By the way, Alabama's playing incredible football right now as well. Maybe they may be playing as well as anybody in the country. Maybe one or two teams can make an argument for that, but they had a great performance against Tennessee on Saturday too.
Two things to that. It's a terrible day that Randy's not here after the day the tight ends had. I feel bad.
Oh, I know.
I feel bad standing here.
He'd been begging for Lawson Mackey and these guys to get targets for the whole year.
I feel so bad he's not here to celebrate that.
And I don't remember the last time a Georgia tight end had three touchdowns in a game. They said it on the broadcast, but it escapes me.
It was not Brock Bowers, though?
It was not Brock Bowers, and it was not Randy McMichael. It was someone else.
Pre-Randy or post-Randy?
No, it was between the two of them, okay. I think. I could be mistaken. But, yeah, I mean, for that to be part of it, and for that guy to go off the way that he did in some of those catches.
Delp had a good game, too.
I
know he got banged up. But
the run game was good. I mean, the story for me, though, if you're going to single out an individual, it's Gunnar Stockton. Like,
four passing, one rushing.
For a guy that has been pretty repeatedly questioned about what he's capable of and, well, can we
by
win
who?
Like this? By the fan base.
You think so?
I think so. I
don't know. Like,
by the national media.
I think to start the year there was some of that. I think as this year's progressed, been a lot of, like,
that's what blew me away coming out of the Tennessee game was people were still talking about, well, it's like, dude, Gunnar went out there and threw the ball all over the place.
That's when I thought it was buried.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of the dog's got a dog type of comments.
Yeah, but
he's a gamer. He's one of those guys.
Like,
blah,
that.
Blah, blah.
It felt like that. Like, gamer and toughness, which is good. But that's not
talking about quality
and
skill.
That's not what that was on Saturday. That was a guy out there spinning it. Like, that was that was great quarterback play. And I hadn't heard a lot of that or seen a lot of that. Maybe he hadn't proved it yet, but he certainly did. And it doesn't hurt, probably, if you're a Georgia fan, for it to come within 24 hours of Carson Beck throwing four interceptions and blowing Miami's.
To your point, technically five.
Well, yeah, technically
almost,
five.
Almost.
Technically five. That was crazy. We saw that one coming. I didn't see him throwing four interceptions coming. I'm not trying to say that I predicted that, but we talked all week last week about how playing Louisville on a Friday night, you never know.
To be fair, I don't know if you watched that game.
I did.
Bro, some of those were crazy picks.
The Louisville defensive players might be the best receivers in the country.
They are. Like, that's some hands, bro.
I cannot believe that final interception, the way that I think that was a linebacker, the way that he plucked it off the turf and somehow didn't, and it was tipped?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
The first one.
I'm with you. Whatever those gloves are made out of, I don't know what it is, but those guys are making catches that people did not used to make. Shout out to Louisville for a hell of a win on Friday night. And shout out to Georgia Tech for a great win as well, staying undefeated. First time they've been 7-0 since 1966 or 63. I've heard it two different ways. Doesn't matter. They're inside the top 10. They're 7-0, and that was That was a game where they had to make adjustments as well. That was a game where they had to show their toughness because Duke went up and down the field mm-hmm. on them in the first half.
Duke made a couple mistakes, and Georgia Tech made them pay.
Yep, that's right.
And not necessarily on the scoreboard, but just for a variety. Obviously, the first one on the scoreboard directly.
Yeah.
But you got to make your teams pay for any mistakes. And whether that's setting back the field position, whether that's forcing a long field goal instead of whatever it is, Georgia Tech made that team pay for the mistakes that they made. They played it into the second half and then took control.
The fact that that game was tied at halftime was everything. I mean, every Georgia Tech fan had to be just thankful and letting out an exhale and saying, all right, well, this is where coaching takes over. This is where Haynes King takes over. Defense kind of can settle in a little bit, and they did. End up winning that one 27-18. And again, you want to talk about tough play, man. Haynes King, 14 carries, 120 yards, one touchdown.
They did not have much going in the run game outside of him.
Yep.
Duke's defensive front was getting after the Georgia Tech, especially on any inside runs.
Pretty cool to think that could be a top five matchup by the time.
I was just thinking about that when I was.
By the time it gets to now, Georgia has still a tough road
to
only have the one loss by the time they get to that Tech game. But if
Tech going to Pitt, I think could be tough.
Could be. Yeah, for sure. And I'm not trying to overlook anybody. Tech had to pull it out of the fire against Wake Forest. Like, anything can happen in these games. But Georgia's got Florida, Mississippi State, Texas, Charlotte.
New coach energy.
Yeah, there will be some new coach energy in Gainesville. that took place over the weekend. The long, slow march to the end for Billy Napier, finally.
I can't believe he...
With a win, by the way.
Well,
they won the game on Saturday.
After an athletic play from a 370-pound lineman.
Told to hit the bricks. So what now? You're a Florida fan. What happens now? Who do you hire? Lane, because you're talking so nice about him?
Well, it has nothing to do with me. You think Lane's listening to 92.9? Maybe he is.
Why would he do that, though? Like, honestly. Like, what he's got going, he just went blow for blow with Georgia.
In
Athens on Saturday,
yeah,
and that's their first loss of the year. Like, there's as long as they keep it together, they're going to play.
Any mindset or mentality?
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Mentality that there's some sort of limiter at Ole Miss, because it's Ole Miss. Florida's not that.
What? Why would that be?
I don't think there is. Yeah. I think we're in a different era
I think
of college
so too.
Football.
I
don't know.
I do think that, definitely. I mean, I know that. We know we're in a different era of college football. The one thing I will say is I've heard a lot of you can win a national championship anywhere now.
Kurt Cignetti's going to be the
That's
you
not
know what I mean?
Like, true yet. No one's done it yet. There's been no weird national champion.
So I was looking this up.
But it's Ohio State, it's Michigan, it's Georgia.
Do you know how far back you have to go? To win to
get to what?
But a school that's won their first national championship.
I think it was Colorado, right?
Do you know how like in the Clemson had 90s. Won one right before Dabo?
Uh-huh.
Do you know how far back you have to go?
I was guessing,
and I didn't even scroll that far. Okay. Maybe it is Colorado, but it's not in the past 25 years.
No.
And so this discussion that we're having
now,
while on paper it sounds accurate, to your point, like it also still hasn't happened.
Yeah, I mean, there's some new folks at the party for sure.
Now we are only Vanderbilt 2 or 3 years into that discussion.
Right. No, exactly.
And so give it some time, maybe.
Exactly. But until a non-blue blood, and I consider Georgia a blue blood. I know me and Randy talk about that. I don't know why he doesn't. Seems like to me they are. But Michigan certainly is. Ohio State certainly is. Like the teams that have won national championships, even in this era, are still those teams that have always been there and have always won. Until Indiana does it,
or
Vanderbilt or someone like that. I'm not putting it past any of these teams. Like, what Vanderbilt did on Saturday against LSU was the performance of a really talented team. They were the better team. They were favored. They played like it, and they come out of there still only one loss and ranked in the top 10 for the first time since, I think, Calvin Coolidge was president or something like that.
Did you see what Psycho Cignetti had to say to his team midweek?
Uh-uh.
He, like, didn't like the intensity of practice, and he let them have it. And you could view this as a trap game until they took the field and then they started blowing the doors off offensively. You're like, all right, well, they're not falling trap to anyone.
I don't think they have trap games. I think that they're just better than everybody.
Well, but I think part of it is the mentality. And yeah. I guess Cignetti recognized early in the week this could be a problem. Mm-hmm. And he got that thing early. And then he also got some money as well. He's got 3 contracts in 18 games.
It's crazy.
Because you got to re-up last year re-up. Right. It's crazy.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.